Hey there, Paul.
Hey, Alan.
How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. Took a couple weeks off.
Yeah, because we had some shitty times and summer finally wrapped up.
Mm-hmm. I was out of town a couple weeks in a row.
I had to question you, though. I saw you on a Sunday or a Saturday at sea level.
Yeah, we left that day.
Oh, okay. Because you had texted me, like, I'm out of town. And I just saw you and your lady at
We stopped there to get coffee all the way out. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes, sir. Anyway, how was your Thanksgiving?
Stayed home completely alone. Kelly went out, skipped out on my parents. Their mom is still pretty upset at me.
Oh.
So it was fantastic. I was completely alone. I did nothing.
Is upset with you?
My mom is very big on family time, and I haven't been home for the holidays in easily a year.
Oh, Christmas. She's upset at you because you didn't go.
Come home.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you didn't go because you got it.
Okay. Oh, no, yeah. I created a problem by not going.
Cool.
So,
well.
It was awesome. How about you?
It was good. It was really small. It was just me and Chelsea and Art and my in-laws and her sister's family. So,
cool.
It was really small, but it was good. It was good.
Awesome.
Well, we got a guest today. Feels like a guest anyway. It's because it's been a while. It's Kirk, everybody. Kirk's
here. Hey.
We're not bullshitting you
blast
today.
Blast from the past.
I know. Yeah.
Damn, like old times.
Yep. Are you still a host of this show?
I have no idea. Who knows?
Yeah, his name's on the board.
It's still.
Yeah, he's still.
I feel, you're all, still in the description of the show.
I feel like. What's his name from Mystery Science Theater when he left and Mike took over?
Oh, Joel?
When Joel left, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was his show, partly. Yeah. And,
like from the public access television days.
Uh huh, exactly. So, So, you know.
Do you still feel like it's your show, though?
No.
Just kidding. Well,
I'm glad that you guys have kept the heartbeat going.
Yeah.
I love
it. It was a little...
I'm glad you're here for this one, though, because I'm interested to see your input on one of those records.
Yeah. So, Kirk, because you've never been here before, here's how this works.
Okay.
We talk about music track by track. Of course, you know how it works.
interesting.
Before we talk about music, we have to talk about our beverages.
Of course.
Kirk, do the honors. What do you?
So one of my accounts down in Pacific City is she's the sister to the brewer at Russian River.
Twist. Is that where you?
Twist. Yeah.
Twist Wine Bar.
Shannon is his sister. I think was his name like Vinny or something.
I don't know.
Anyway, so she'll give me Russian River beers from time to time.
Sweet.
So she gave me this one. It's a Citra Flash Mob India Pale Ale. So,
nice.
Yeah. Well, you guys.
What do you have?
I am actually drinking alcohol, and I've got a Modelo.
Yeah, that's hard for you. That's like pretty. High
I'll milk
ABV
this
for
one
you.
For the next two episodes.
It's true. Yeah. And I have a Diet Coke.
Oh boy,
I'm
oh,
off the sauce for
really?
A little bit until.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Until Festival of Dark Arts in February.
Okay.
Probably.
Cool.
I'm still taking the medication that's hard on my poor liver, and completely disregarded the doctor's orders when I went to Missoula. a couple weeks ago, and I'm fine. It didn't do anything to me, but I drank a lot, and I'm like, I probably shouldn't make that a habit. anyway, we're not here to talk about how my body is failing me. We're here to talk about music. And what have you brought for us today, Paul?
I brought you a beautiful record by End.
Yeah, what's it called?
Boy, this show is
I'm
really
blanking. I know my song title.
This show's gone downhill.
Why do people even listen to us? Oh my god. Oh, see, I'm thinking. Okay, yeah, the sin of human frailty.
I've never heard this.
Frailty. Words are hard.
We've never heard this.
I've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
Well, I've heard it. You guys haven't heard this.
You're supposed to say the name of the show.
The name of the show. We've never heard this.
And then 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey man, there's this band I love, and I know you love them too. But you're just shaking your head like you haven't got a clue. But what are we gonna do about it?
I've got an idea. Start a podcast and talk about it while sipping on a beer.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh,
you're supposed to say
today.
We're supposed to say we've never heard this, and you say
you've never heard this?
And that's
So it was more how I
correct.
Wait, okay.
We'll completely wrong?
Yeah,
absolutely. 100%. Oh, that's exactly how you said it. Completely incorrect.
That's fantastic.
Paul famously doesn't look anything up. So I'm gonna tell you guys about the band.
And we decided this like 5 minutes ago because Alan came in high. He's like, "Did you look us up?" I was like,
"Hey,
no,
yeah,
I
it's your band." So you have the information, right?
Like, nah. I was like, "All right."
He's just here for the tunes and the talks. And I just learned this because I didn't look anything up before this because I didn't think I had to.
Which is very rare.
I didn't think I had to.
Yeah, that's true.
The End is an American metalcore supergroup. Didn't know they were a supergroup. Brendan Murphy from Counterparts, guitarist Will Putney from Fit for an Autopsy, and Gregory Thomas from Shai Hulud, bassist Jay Pepito from Reign Supreme, and drummer Matt Guglielmo.
Guglielmo.
From the Acacia Strain.
Okay, I've never heard of any of those.
Really?
The Acacia Strain?
I've heard of Counterparts and the Acacia Strain.
I don't think so.
I believe Will is in Counterparts as well.
Okay.
He's a huge producer.
Cool.
He's also just as big for his producing.
Nice. Cool. So they were formed in 2017. August of that year released the song Usurper. It's a single from their debut EP From the Unforgiving Arms of God. In early 2020, Andrew McAnany, I don't know who that is, doesn't say who he's from, was replaced by Billy Reimer, which doesn't say he's the drummer. Interesting. Who's Billy Reimer? Who's he from? Dillinger Escape Plan.
Oh, that one I know.
On March 26, 2020, they released a single Pariah from their debut album, Splinters from an Ever-Changing Face. And then this album was released this year, The Sin of Human Frailty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's kind of the theme, I guess you'd say, of this episode and the next episode is our favorite album so far
this
year.
We're edging towards zeroing in on albums. We're just loving
it. Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yes. So what is it about this album that you love? Why'd you pick this one out of all the new music you've listened to this year?
Because mainly the last couple years has been, in my opinion, pretty weak for like hardcore or like melodic punk, or it's been a lot of not in a bad way, but like mainstream music. There's been a lot of Drake, there's Kanye that was coming, like it's been a lot of bigger music, and I haven't been in love with rock and punk and hardcore as of late. Like, you know, rest in peace. When Every Time I Die went out, like that hurt until Better Lovers came around. And they only put out an EP. They're going to do a full length, but like this year we've gotten like Jerome's Dream, Jet. Like it's kind of like I literally texted my buddy Zach a couple weeks ago. I was like, dude, fucking hardcore music is back. Like it just felt like it was nothing good was coming out for a while. Like I won't shit talk, but like everyone's riding this like Code Orange, and this shit sucks now. Like everyone, because like they're doing like industrial. It's garbage. And Code Orange fucking blows now. And anyway, I've been really bummed with hardcore metal until this year, so this is why this is an easily like a top three for the year. So
and I think let me pull up the text when you originally texted me your choice. I believe you said something about it also just being like you had said that you hadn't really given me anything like this yet anyway, so...
Yeah, I think the closest we've gotten was when I was guest with Every Time I
Yeah,
Die.
Yeah,
Even, that's not even close to how hard this album is. So this is more, this is like more personal, like, type of music I love, you know, wake up and throw this on immediately.
Yeah, so
this
I think you were, if I remember correctly, your motivation was also to, like, challenge me a little bit.
Yeah, rather than just, like, good old rock or whatever. I'm going to start.
Congratulations.
I want to.
One of my first thoughts on my first listen was, oh my God, what is Alan going to say about this one? I'm really curious.
I hope he tells us.
Oh, I hope he does.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see how soon I tell you. Yeah. All right, well.
Perfect.
We should just get into it then.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's
do it. This track is called A Predator Yourself. Guys, we got to listen to the whole song because it's only a minute short 22. Yeah, that was a ride. I have no idea what I just heard.
Okay,
I don't.
There's some good. Another reason why I love End is because Dylan, that's a guest vocal coming up. The singer, also covers Brandon. Is super with this. I feel like he is super fucking raw. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen Counterparts or whatever, but he is one of the, like, he writes music for himself rather than people. Like, I mean, like with End, like I've caught End once, and he's just like, I mean, literally, he's a super nice, awesome guy. But then he's just like, this is a song about when I was going to shoot myself in the head, but my mom called me. So, like, he's just like he. I don't know if like raw is the best word, but he is one of, I feel like he writes music and he does not care what the content is or it's for himself. And I really love that.
I kind of got that when he said, rah, 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 that one spot was
because he just kept saying raw, rah, rah, rah.
Not through your neck, coward.
Yeah. You stalk as though you're starved, like the mouths of vultures who scavenge in plain sight until their stomachs swell, the facade of sympathy forging for one a predator yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I it's a good thing that I don't really understand lyrics most of the time anyway, because I didn't understand.
You kind of have to have an ear for it. Like, I try not to look up lyrics until I go through like three or four times and then I zero in, but I just... And I'm then not near for it.
At that point, are you like, ah, I was right. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's like usually not toot my home, but it's like I've spent enough time around this music that I know what I'm picking up.
For sure. And I'm not ignorant enough to listen to this and say, well, it's just noise. Like, they're not technically proficient musicians at all. Like, that's a really ignorant statement to make because, like, I know what, like...
There's things behind
hardcore
it.
Or like metal drummers do.
Yeah.
Like, blast beats aren't easy to like keep tight and consistent. Like, it sounds like they could be, but they're not. So I'm just trying to like figure out if I don't know if I like it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out. I liked the breakdown
yeah.
In this one. I like breakdowns a lot. So
Yeah. The next track has my favorite breakdown, yeah. I believe.
But. Sweet.
What's your... Where are you, Kurt?
I'm used to you... I'm getting used to you being here.
Here he goes.
So I'm definitely... I mean, Alan and I have talked about this. More of a fan of heavier music than Alan would, you know, usually be. I enjoyed it. This first song, I kind of... Because I didn't know what... I was getting into it all. Like I said, I'd never heard.
Okay.
So I had no clue. So that's when that first song played, and I was like, okay, all right, like I'm in. I don't, the whole time, all I could think is, I wonder how Alan's doing.
Yeah. I am a fan of what I thought was heavy music. Mm-hmm. Turns out it's not. Like, yeah, I love August Burns Red. Right. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it is heavy, but not as heavy as this. Uh-huh. Let's keep going. So, I'm not gonna find out if I like it or not if we don't listen to more.
There you go.
So,
hell yeah.
Track two is called Gaping Wounds of Earth. Oh. Did we get to your breakdown?
It's just about to come up.
Okay, well, we'll turn back up.
Okay, hang on, everybody.
That's it right there. I realize this genre, this music isn't necessarily meant to be enjoyed.
Yeah, this is a...
It's really just like... Because as soon as this song started, I pictured myself just getting the shit kicked out of me at a show. Oh, and I'm like, that's what it's God. For. It's really to like take out some aggression.
It's like you save your money by skipping therapy and then you buy a ticket to just go get your ass beat in the pit.
Yeah.
And to but it's like I don't know. It's well like obviously like music is, you know, I'm sure to it's like music is the most music does more than medicine. Music is everything. Yeah. So it's like, you know, getting okay, and speaking of fucking pits, Kelly and I were just Micah Lubin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever meet
Micah Lubin? I don't think so. No.
When we saw Under Oath, like they, Micah Lubin pitted for back-to-back albums on Their Only Chasing Safety and Define the Great Line. He pitted for over 2 hours straight, nonstop. Like Jesus. Circle kicks, like roundhouse, like he did God. Not stop flailing, and it was physically unbelievable.
He's so tiny.
Yes,
he's such a skinny guy,
and he did not physically stop flying around circle. It was unbelievable.
Also, completely forgot that he existed as a person.
Oh,
he's a good guy. He's awesome. He's awesome.
I just spoke. No, he's not in Spokane. He's just traveling around doing music.
Yeah, I just haven't thought about him in a while, so I forgot. Yeah.
I say hey to him every now. So hey Micah, but I don't know if he listens, but yeah, pitting is therapy. Pitting is awesome.
For sure. How you doing, Kirk?
Good. Yeah. No, this is I'm gonna have to have Paul, like, obviously I have not, as much as I enjoy heavy music, I don't think I have really gotten into this world. I mean, you keep naming bands that I've never even heard of.
You never heard of Underoath?
Underoath I have. You know, Dillinger I have.
That's about to be really sad.
I don't know. I'm not enough. I think I'm not enough in this, like, hardcore world to, like, know who to listen to, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So this is
a guy to ask.
Like, well, that's what,
like,
I'm saying.
What
that's
direction?
What
that's or what, like where to, or to like
yeah,
be led down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of that too. I'm trying to think of what I... lately, I've been listening to a ton of Turnstile. So,
cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But before that, it was... what's their name?
Did we talk about them?
No. There was actually a few. I was like, man, I'd love to... Like, bring, is it?
Well, if you'd ever come
I'll say we could have you back as a guest and bring him right back.
Where's my phone?
Pop this phone out. No shame in the recent history.
Right. Yeah. But I was starting to get kind of into a bunch. And again, I'm just like, I have to stumble upon these bands. Wow, my service is not great here.
Want some Wi-Fi?
Might help. Is it under... Under Ice? No, something.
Trapped Under Ice.
Trapped Under Ice. Okay, yeah. That's what. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really getting into them. That was one.
They are really nice people. I didn't shoot them, but I did. Might have been Nails. I was doing a showcase and they were there.
Really?
Okay. And they were really polite people.
Knocked Loose is another one.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Dude, fuck yeah.
Those two I was really getting into.
I wrote a song about
you. Yes. Oh, I love that song.
Dude, yeah.
And I just happened upon those because of, like, you know, an algorithm on Spotify. So, yeah.
Dude, just, awesome. That's like that run through a wall music. Knocked Loose is. And they just headlined at Coachella. So the memes were about, like, influencers getting when they hear arf arf and they don't know what's happening and then they get roundhouse kicked in the face.
I love it. That's awesome.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Love it.
I love Knocked Loose.
Yep, you lost me. I don't know any of these bands.
Okay, well, now I feel a little better, Doc. Yeah. Alan didn't know them, so.
No idea. All right, let's go to track 3. It's the title track, The Sin of Human Frailty. Sweet. So I will tell you the I only listened to this album one time before today.
Yeah,
because I right. fucking hated it.
Whoa! Yeah,
there it is.
There it is.
But here's what I'm going to say. I was also listening to it in my car, so it really truly did just sound like a bunch of noise.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't have a very good speaker system in my car. It is not forgiving to hard, loud music.
And that's another thing we talked about quite often was listening to it in a car as opposed to in some good quality headphones.
When would we have talked about that, Kirk? This is the first time on the show for you.
What are you talking about?
when I told Paul that you 100% were going to be here today, he sent hashtag bring back bullying.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I said hashtag operation make Kirk cry.
Oh,
we were even
should have just brought Chelsea in. She could make anyone cry.
Oh, right.
We were even giving you shit behind your back yesterday as we were texting about it. Paul said, good shit. I'll see you tomorrow and maybe Kirk. And I said, yes, see you tomorrow and very unlikely Kirk.
Oh.
To which Paul responded, can't wait for us to talk about music alone. And I said, agreed. It's going to be fun to make fun of Kirk for flaking out again.
I 100% knew you guys were sending texts just like that.
Yeah.
And especially when Alan messaged me this morning and was like, still making it today?
Yeah, I sure did.
And I didn't even want to joke and say like, oh, actually, because I was like, no.
Wouldn't have been able to take
it. No, that would have been like last straw.
mainly my text to you this morning was because I had sent you Paul's address last night and hadn't heard back from you.
Oh, so I was like, well, you're right. I didn't reply, did I?
Nope.
That's my bad.
Oh, good times. It's fun to make fun of you, Kirk.
Went to
you're an easy target.
Fort George Music.
Nice. So did you go see Blind Pilot on Wednesday?
I did for a little bit. I knew it was going to be busy.
Oh, yeah.
The day before Thanksgiving and Blind Pilot. It got so like overwhelming. It was just a little too much.
And
so
they're not that good.
I mean, I like them.
Their first album is good. I haven't heard anything after that.
Yeah.
Hot take Paul coming in.
But yeah, I
it wasn't worth it to see them with all those people and all the.
Well, it wasn't worth it, yeah. And they were playing for free.
Yeah. Well, and I've seen them multiple times before. I saw them at Voodoo Room. So yeah, I mean, it was kind of like.
Did you stay for the whole set in Voodoo Room?
Oh yeah, that one I did. That was. Oh, I miss Voodoo.
I'm really pissed.
Have you been to the new one? I know it's like a gay bar, but
he's there all the time karaoke.
All the time. Oh, their karaoke is killer.
Yeah. I had a friend invite me out, but I have not been yet.
No, it's a fun venue. They do it right.
Speaking of Kirk, how's Kashmir?
Kashmir's fine. That's a.
Has she graduated yet?
Oh my god. Yes, one of my friends straight up calls her my daughter.
God. Oh, Paul's lost.
Paul's lost.
We'll tell you off mic. We'll talk about it off mic.
It's a woman I've been hanging out with.
Who is like 25 years younger than him.
She's half my age.
That's so what I said.
25 years
younger? I'm not 50. But yes. Hey, I mean, she's legal and she's cool with it.
Oh my god, she's cool with it. That's
and
is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Shout out Kashmir.
Yeah.
So, hey Kashmir. Hey, maybe I'll get her to listen.
Yeah, maybe.
There she is right there. Hope you're having fun.
Oh,
perfect.
Cute. We are really you guys. This album is only 30 minutes long, and we have been talking for 28 minutes.
That always happened with a guest, though.
It's because
this album is so fucking interesting and good.
And we barely talked about it, actually. So let's keep talking about it. Track 4 is called Thaw. There's a guest vocalist on this one, too. Debbie Gauff.
This is my throwaway track.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Because
also to actually talk about music, track 3 is extremely rough, and I love really personal stuff because it's even all over the place, just filled with like 1 and 2 liners. But You Fucked the Faith Out of Me.
Wow.
Is I believe what I have picked up off of that song, and I really like that.
Yeah.
And the song is all over the place, but obviously he's got some religion issues.
You don't say.
Carried over from the last few albums. But yeah, I love You Fuck the Faith Out of Me. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, let's go track four.
Track four.
Thaw. Paul doesn't care for it.
Yeah, I don't even know who the guest is, the lady, but I don't. It's whatever. It's not bad, but I don't loop it or I don't play it again.
All right.
So, whatever.
It's a bit of a correction here. Debbie Goff was not a guest vocalist. I just assumed she was. She is playing guitar on this track. She is the guitarist for a British heavy metal band called Heriot, H-E-R-I-O-T. I don't know if that's ringing any bells.
Huh. But who's the... Are you sure? Because there's a different voice. Maybe it's a different singer.
Oh, she might be singing too, but I just looked her up and it says it just brought her up as a guitarist.
Yeah, because there's vocals on here.
Okay.
I just happened to look at my Spotify because I listened to this album earlier today and then finished it in my car, and so Spotify started playing, you know, just whatever. See if you know this one, Foreign Hands.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's what started playing afterward. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can see why this would be a throwaway for you. It's a little too like industrial.
That's
for
another
me.
Thing I really don't like as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to figure out another reason maybe why I hated this the first time I listened to it.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of Clowncore without the bike horns.
Oh my god. This is what it feels like. Is this the first disagreement you've had, like you have had upon me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think shitting on your music.
That's
How's it feel? How's it feel, Paul?
Shit.
and I'm nicer than you are too.
Like, yeah. agree to disagree.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Wow. And I love the callback to Clowncore.
Yes.
Nice.
Without the bike horns.
Damn and it. Now I like hearing, like, if you put the bike horn in this, like, gosh. No.
And the random, like, saxophone.
Yep. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that was the old me. I don't know that I would ever like willingly listen to this again, but if it came on like a playlist or like a,
you're just
like a workout playlist or something.
Oh,
like
this
Spotify
is definitely,
has, yeah. I mean,
I could lift weights to this
for
like, I like it too, but
yeah, but, that's really, if I'm listening to anything even resembling like this genre, it's usually in the gym.
Okay.
I think because here's the thing. There are so many genres of music out there that there's at least one good song in every one of them. Like, just because I haven't found a good polka song yet doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Sure.
Like, there's got to be one out there that slaps. But, like, I think all music has a time and a place, too. Like, You know, so this type of music for me, its time and its place as if I'm like running or like lifting weights.
I would say this band really, yeah, is on like, could be a, you know, I'm definitely going to listen to this lifting.
Yeah, but yeah. But I know it's different for you. I mean, like,
yeah,
you,
this is
you
like
willing,
before my
like,
feet touch the ground, like out of bed, like I click the sound bar
yeah.
and I start this shit up.
Yeah, this yeah. is your like alarm clock. This
yeah.
is your
this is
this is your cup of coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. And see, that's the time and the place for you. It's like yeah. before, yeah, before you're even out of bed. Mm-hmm. So that's, Kirk and I used to say it all the time. Like, it's the thing we love about music is that it's different for everybody.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
That's kind of like the essence of this show. The
whole, it
the,
it really
the whole
is.
Point
yes,
of it is,
exactly.
is to discuss that. Uh-huh. So,
100%.
Let's do one more song and then take a break.
Cool, cool.
Track 5 is called Embodiment of Grief. I'm surprised no members of like Ice Nine Kills are in this band.
I'm about like, to unplug my fucking microphone.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Whoa! Ouch!
All right, I'll shut up now.
Oh my god.
Hollywood Undead.
I love heavy metal music.
Damn it! Black Veil Brides.
Paul, did you know that this song is a sequel?
Yes, from Counterparts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know who this band really does remind me of, though?
Who?
Gojira.
Shut up. Oh,
Kurt. I hated that album, and I can't even be mad at that.
I was so close to do not. Look, I literally only finished it because Alan kind of made me. Because I was new. He was like, let's really not... Do not have a did
oh
not finish.
Oh my god!
It's just like just let's yeah. get it done. It's like, kind of like when you know you got to tell your kid to clean their room or whatever. And I wanted like you really need to do it. Like
you just have to.
Like
do
it was
it.
So fucking.
But it's also like this is your first episode as like a permanent host. So maybe let's just see if you can get through one. Otherwise, you're not gonna survive.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
I was wondering if Gojira was going to come up.
Of course it was.
I'm just glad it was Kirk that brought him up instead of Paul.
Jeez, that shit is so fucking bad.
Oh my god.
That was great. What was that song called? Oh, Whispers of Your Death. That was the name of that Counterpart song. One thing that I'm trying to get used to is... And I don't know if this is a typical like aspect of bands in this genre, but the drums are all over the place. Like,
yeah.
Tempos are all over the place.
And yeah.
So is that a normal thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Because it really annoys me.
See, and that's
I'll be like tapping my foot, and then I'm like, oh, it just changed. I can't do that anymore. Yeah. So, oh, that's good to know that it's normal and they're not. You know, doing it's it like, on accident.
It's like jazz shit, and everyone just does their own thing. And they try to meet up 2 minutes later.
Yeah, so that's why. That's how I'm like, how could you not like jazz? But
because jazz is really shitty and weak.
But it's the same as this.
No, it's not. Because if you keep, they're still the drummer's going wild, but he's still. It's in the same with the guitars.
Yeah, so,
I don't know. Some people know what tempo is. They're able to keep track.
I would argue that jazz drummers are, you know, probably as good, if not as better at keeping tempo as metal drummers.
This is
wow. Wow.
We're getting into it.
This is the episode where Paul gets mad.
Yeah.
He gets Paul's turn.
But also, like, of the two genres to pit against each other, why are we doing metal?
We're on jazz
and melodic hardcore and jazz.
It's because I had the nerve to say that they're similar, and you're like, nope, not even close. Don't do this to me. All right, well, we're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back.
Howdy, podcast listeners. I'm Trevor T. Trujillo.
And I'm Matt Foster, and together we co-host the Nighthawks Podcast, a movie-centric podcast that covers just about everything. Big films?
Citizen Kane, Casablanca, The Avengers, Star Wars.
The films that aren't as big on budget, but we still love.
Found Footage 3D, The Big Lebowski.
Not to mention films from distant shores.
Lone Wolf and Cub, Dearest Sister.
Plus, we have some great guests, like Alamo Drafthouse founder Tim Lee.
Episode 7.
Doctor Strange writer C. Robert Cargill.
Episode 100.
Director Steven DiGennaro.
Episode 53, episode 100.
Or you can listen to any of the over 120 other episodes we have on deck for you.
Instant classics.
Find us on all good podcatchers.
Apple Podcasts. Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Audible, Spotify.
Or at our website,
NighthawksPodcast.com.
Join our cult.
Probably not a real cult.
It's a real cult.
We're back.
Hey.
Hey. Shut up, Kirk.
No.
Oh. You're the guest. We talk first.
You speak when spoken to.
Poor Kirk. You're the one who said bring back bullying.
Yeah, that's true. Woke up. Alan woke up. Fiery today.
Salted.
Talking shit on people, dead. Talking shit on music.
I didn't get my nappy nap today.
No, I didn't.
So.
All right.
A little feisty. Actually, I'm too caffeinated.
Yeah.
Too late in the day. I'm going to sleep like shit tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty early yet.
Yeah.
Technically.
We'll see. It's a good thing
I'm in bed at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
my night's almost over.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... Yeah, I should
same.
Be. But.
You should be. Yeah, that was your excuse on why you don't want to come down here and why so we started you're, early
you're
today.
You're
and then you're out
people,
every night.
Half age people having fun, doing wild shit.
Half your B reels are at like 10:30.
They are not.
Yeah. So that was the most bullshit excuse I've
ever
heard.
Oh my God, it's not.
Speaking of.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I didn't do my B reel today.
Shit. Ooh, nice. I just got this nice shot of Paul's foot.
Hell yeah. Say, never mind. Enjoy the freebie.
I'll just say for your OnlyFans.
Yes.
All right.
Dude, speaking of.
What?
No, we'll go for it. For whatever reason, I cannot get an OnlyFans.
Really?
Yeah. For a minute there, I was like, because I'm going to sell feet. Because, like, I joke a lot about, like, my feet and shit. But, like, when I'm in. Because, like, I post up photos in the bathtub and shit. Like, I'm a bath guy. Yeah. Real big bubble bath guy. So I, like, put photos of my feet up. And I have, like, friends of every interest in what. So people are like, send me some fucking feet pics. And
oh, my God.
Like, they were, like, LOLing. But then, like, I had some real friends that, like, yo, send me some photos of those feet. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, should I actually. And so I actually got advice on, like, how to do this, what people want. And for whatever reason, it OnlyFans. I don't know what had happened, but I cannot verify that I am who I am. Like, I have sent in my ID, my, like, everything, like, social, because they need to verify you as a person so you don't do, like, sex crimes and shit.
Right,
but
right.
I've talked to support
Kirk,
people, email.
Kirk knows all about starting an OnlyFans because he's got one, so.
Do you?
I do.
Shane, plug it.
I don't know how to plug it.
Say OnlyFans.com/. Dude, good for you. That's awesome. I've seriously tried to get one, and I cannot, like, legally make one.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So instead, they just took all of your documentation, and they're going to steal your identity.
Yeah, they're like, damn, he's got they're doing it for me, collecting the $1 billion.
Yeah.
Huh. But anyway, I always tell people, because, like, I'll post photos and I'll, like, blur my feet and shit. I'll be like, fucking no freebies tonight, sluts.
Yeah.
Or shit like that. But,
Kirk,
but yeah,
Kirk was doing.
Do wanna,
Kirk was doing a collab with you. He's going to take pictures of your feet.
Yeah, you can take this one for free. It's good, man.
And then put it on his OnlyFans.
Size 14s. Kurt's going to start making money off these beauts.
That's right.
I take care of these feet.
Off these dogs. These dogs. These dogs are barking.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Big
shoes,
big socks.
That conversation.
Sure did. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Music today?
Yeah.
Are we listening to anything?
Oh, that's right.
We might be. all right. let's keep going.
Let's do it.
Track six.
Cool.
It's called Twice Devoured Kill. J.R. Hayes is on this one. Who's J.R. Hayes? Do you know?
I am not sure.
All right. I'll find out.
Cool.
While we listen. J.R. Hayes is the vocalist of a band called Pig Destroyer.
Oh, I know that one.
Makes sense. Cause I don't really. Whatever.
I don't love features. The Dylan Walker one is awesome because Full of Hell fucking bangs.
Yeah.
But I don't. And I struggle when bands feature other. Like, I like collabs when, like, you know, The Body and Uniform or like Full of Hell and Nothing, when they make records together. But when you just put a singer. I don't really love that.
Sure.
I don't.
Sure.
It turns me off.
Yeah. That makes sense. This.
It's a great track instrumentally.
Yeah. And actually, I was going to say, so far, this is my favorite one.
Okay.
Wow.
Other bands that J.R. Hayes has been in: Agoraphobic Nosebleed, Blower, Hissing Choir, and Treblinka. Treblinka is the name of a Nazi death camp.
That's sweet.
All right. So metal, you guys.
Yeah, it's hard so that dude fucks.
Edgy.
Yeah.
Edgy five ever. Kirk, what are you thinking? Where are you at right now?
I mean, the only thing I would say having listened to this album a few times is I'm a little bit more of a fan of, and this has come up before, is like if they threw in, like, I don't know, like some just
bike horns,
like something
side eye me, bombastic side eye,
something a little more like melodic. Like, I love bands that are like
melodic hardcore.
You want some
not just wild, like, yes, shit.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Like, I enjoy this. I enjoy this a lot. But for me to be like, I'm like, you know, all in, or you know, I like that
following
melodic. Like scream, and then maybe like some singing or
I'm right there with you. I that's the kind of like hardcore that I lean towards.
You should bring a Knocked Loose album, because he would really like that.
And that's Knocked Loose is like a perfect example.
Knocked Loose Counterparts would be, yeah.
So we'll, and maybe I need to go to Counterparts then.
Oh, I'll give you, yeah, I got, okay. I'll suggest a thing.
Yeah,
too,
so we'll pencil you in 6 months from Knocked now.
Yeah, 2025.
Yeah.
December. Yeah. If you're free that night.
Yeah. You know, if you don't go to bed by 9.
Oh, my God. I try to, I said.
Your Instagram. No, you are not trying to.
I am definitely trying.
You're posting up selfies from the George in the bathroom.
Whatever.
Trying to.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Thinking about it for 5 seconds and then going, well, I guess it's not happening. Yep.
Well, I mean, kind of. That's
there you go. Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's go to this track called Worthless. This is a title. Worthless is the Lamb. This is that track with Dylan Walker you're talking about?
This is.
All right.
Yeah.
Paul, I don't know if I've ever told you this. I've told Kirk this. My friend Alan is the drummer for Black Dahlia Murder.
Yeah, you have talked to him because I've been hyped. I've shot him. I've shot
Black Dahlia. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Awesome.
And one of my favorite things is when he'll post videos of him drumming.
Yeah.
Because he practices so much that he just makes it look effortless.
Yeah.
And so
they look bored when they're doing like wild ass shit with their feet and hands.
But you think about it, it's like, oh, he doesn't look like that because he's bored. He looks like that because he's focusing so hard on. I mean, I'm sure part of it is at this point is like muscle memory, but you still have to like focus and know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite techniques that he uses is like the swivel. With on the kick drum, he swivels his feet to like kick them faster.
Yeah,
and I don't understand how it works, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah,
I've never seen this, huh?
Yeah, I'll have to show you. We'll look it up and show you. Oh, that was the other thing I was going to tell you. That I saw today. You're like a huge Rush fan, right?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. I was not asking like being facetious. Like he legitimately is.
Yeah.
I have to show you this.
I caught their final tour too.
Neil Peart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is that? Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
I have to show you this reel that I found today. It was the Neil Peart's drum tech putting together his setup.
Oh, dude,
is crazy.
Yeah.
He actually says in it, he's like, none of this is labeled, so I guess I've got job security, because he's the only one who like knows where everything goes.
Yeah,
nice.
It was crazy, so I'll have to show you that.
I was looking at Paul's concert posters he's got up here, and there's a band up there that I think was one of them that started my love of the like sort of hardcore and melodic together.
At early 2000s Victory Records?
Thursday.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, we had you on talking about Thursday, didn't we?
No.
I thought we did.
Not for...
From First to Last.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
From First to Last, and then Every Time I Die. Those were the two. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Thursday is a huge music shift for me as well.
Yeah, that was...
Buckley, is it?
No, that is... Oh, wait.
Jeff Buckley is...
Yeah.
Is Thursday? Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah,
I've got the Thursday. I've shot them before.
Oh,
so I got
nice
and autographed by the whole band, drumhead.
Oh, nice,
very nice.
Yeah, because like I love Thursday, but every year they announce that they're done. So every year they do farewell tours. So I caught Thursday. They did Car Crash and War All the Time back to back nights.
Yes.
So I caught that at Doug Fur, also nice. RIP.
Yeah. Oh man, I just
which is a bummer.
Wait, it Doug Fur's no more?
No, it hasn't been for
the
like
venue.
A year.
They're moving to where the pasta place.
Oh,
on down in where like a block away from like where Branks was. What's the it's the pasta place where they like make the foil into like animals.
Oh,
Bistro Montage.
Yes,
that place.
Yeah, yeah. It's
that
on,
place is
it's
gone.
On, like Water Street.
I don't know. I know how to get
under
there,
the interstate.
Yeah.
That's all I know. Yeah.
Industrial area.
Yeah.
So that place is out, and they're moving that venue into that space.
Oh, okay.
And apparently,
yeah.
The technology and shit they're putting in is going to be wild.
That's awesome.
Like it's going to be still intimate, but like state of the art.
I had forgotten that Doug Fir closed until a couple weeks ago. I had to unexpectedly last minute stay a night in Portland, and Jupiter was the only place I could
find
a room. For sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, because that's where Doug Fir was for anybody who doesn't know that. And so I was like, oh man, I forgot they closed. I've only seen one show at Doug Fir. I saw John K. Samson play there, and it was the only show I've ever seen where he did a double encore.
Oh wow.
Like, oh, you told me about that.
Came out, did a couple songs, left, and then like did a genuine encore. Because encores at this point are planned.
Oh,
I mean,
of course.
We know they're gonna
play
a couple more.
Uh-huh.
So like I felt like we got like an actual genuine encore. Like he was having so much fun that he was like, we'll do a couple more.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, I know I've seen someone in Doug Fir, but I cannot remember who it was.
That's okay.
And that makes me sad.
Did he play Cat in Virtue?
No. Yes. Yeah. He was on tour for his solo album, The Winter Wheat, but he had like three of the four members of the Weaker Thans backing him. Cool. So he was pretty much a Weaker Thans show. Yeah. Just with some like John Kay songs. Yeah. So cool. he did a bunch of the songs from that album, but then he would do like Plea from a Cat, and then I think he even did Virtute, the Cat Explains Her Departure. He did like Anchorless. Like he was going like way back to like the first album. Yeah, it was awesome. It was a really good show.
Very cool.
We were supposed to see him May of 2020. And they never rescheduled that concert. Mississippi Studios was just like, here's your money back.
Yep.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Oh, I never got my money back from, because you had to like request it, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think I texted you too.
Yeah. And I think I forgot all about that.
We booked to see The Weeknd in Seattle in 2020. Mm. We never got our money back either. Uh-huh. And I don't know if I missed it or if it just, I'm slipped in the cracks, but we spent like a paycheck on seats because we got like lower bowl. Because it was kind of a birthday present for Kelly because I'm newer to The Weeknd than Kelly. Like I've been around for a couple of years with him for sure.
Yeah,
and I love it, but Kelly's been like a day one with The Weeknd. So it was a birthday present, but never got her money back.
Damn.
Ticketmaster fucking people, imagine that.
Never
giving a shit about people.
Yeah, good old Ticketmaster. Yeah. Let's vent about Ticketmaster while we listen to track 8.
Perfect.
Internal event. It's called Hollow Urn.
You are just ready to be out of this album, I feel like.
No. I'm just along for the ride. Okay. It's a shitty ride.
As he smiles. Oh. Yeah, there he is. There he is. There he is.
Oh, God.
Holy fucking shit, I love this song.
Do you?
Could tell. He started moving around.
Oh, my.
This is like, the melodic.
And I think maybe that's, like, again, I was, like, enjoying this album, especially, like, you know, first listen. This song came on, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you like the build-up. Like, you can tell the breakdown's coming, and they're kind of just start, like, get the pit going.
This song makes me just feel awesome.
Okay.
I love the atmosphere sound of it. It sounds like a horror movie.
Yeah.
And I love, I was like, hopefully Alan doesn't turn it that breakdown where it just goes and like cuts right off.
Reminds me of movie trailers for some reason.
Yes. Yeah, like no, I thought of the
theatrical.
Like
yeah.
Where something's happening
and it does
it
that.
It flashes. Like, yeah. And it just cuts right off.
Yeah.
But then just in the background, there's that, like, I don't know what that is, but that, like,
yeah, it's just kind of like a.
Yeah. Love it. Love it.
I think you loved it.
You loved it. Glad someone's enjoying this record.
Right.
There it is again. Yeah, so one good. Of us. One of us. I mean, you so had like, you know, one in three chance of one of us. Oh, one of us liking this record.
Yeah. It's true.
Oh yeah. Second to last track.
Oh, penultimate. Wait, remember that one?
Ooh, there's less, I remember that.
There's a less yeah. less belly to smack well, that's these good. Days.
So. It's less resonant.
It is.
I barely heard it. You should put your mic right up to your belly.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is.
Track number 9 is called Infest. So I guess part of my challenge with this is that and maybe it's just because I have like an untrained ear for the genre. There's no variation from track to track for me. Like it is just a wall of noise. And I know, like I said at the at the top, like I know that they are technically proficient musicians, but I don't hear a difference from track to track, really. I mean, there's like some notable instances, I guess, but like
I think if you were to I agree with that, and I don't, because a lot of it goes off of like the lyrical content that goes with the flow and the vibe. Because like this one, like this isn't my favorite instrumental, but like lyrical, it's like this has my favorite, like the flood had been foreshadowed, yet you drowned with your neck craned toward an empty sky. I watched you die. Like, I fucking love that. So, like, I, because, like, yes, it doesn't, this isn't a wide range of musical display, but I love that because this record sticks to one theme about religious, I don't know if it's trauma, problems, issues, debate, whatever. But I like when records don't hop all over the place, especially in like metal or like, you know, because I've talked about like in past, it's like I don't like when bands just fucking fly off on like solo shit, because I feel like that takes away. But then some people love that being added. So like I like when it's off of the, well, this album specifically, I like that it mainly stuck to one sound and went more vocal, vocal detailed. But then, like, there's some wild-ass breakdowns that they've never done before, and there's some crazy... Tables.
Tables.
But what's your job? It's tables.
We're distracted by...
This is one of my favorites. I think you should think.
I Think You Should Leave is one of the greatest shows.
It's true.
So he walked all over with dirty boots. Okay, but yes, this is one of my... I love this record based off of... it kept the same feeling, but took me for a wild ride.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
So I definitely think you are correct with it doesn't... the wall of the same sound.
And I think I could definitely see that too. If you're someone that has not listened to this type of music much or at all, like, yeah.
I mean, a yes and no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could see it.
I would think he would think Knock Loose sounds the same, but it's
maybe
not.
That would be probably. I think
we got to give him some Knock Loose.
I'm trying to think of the heaviest ones I gave you.
Probably Gojira.
But I mean that I
please don't bring that.
God.
Bands that you brought me.
Yeah.
Let me look through our.
Oh my God.
I say it every episode, career. But I'm so glad you guys never brought me what the fuck's the mask people.
Oh, yeah. Slipknot?
Slipknot?
Slipknot is wildest shit ever.
Slipknot's one of the heavier ones that you gave me, actually.
Yeah.
Or ICP.
I don't think I brought you a lot of like very heavy ones.
From Autumn to Ashes.
That's pretty good. That's like the victory. That's the early.
Yes.
That's like the
yes.
transition into hardcore music.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. I would count that.
Yeah.
I almost said Idols, but that was a listener pick, and they're not heavy.
They're not.
They're newer. It's a little.
Has their new album come out yet?
No. Oh. I believe it's coming out in like February or March. Nice. I pre-ordered the vinyl.
I don't even know how you describe Idols. Like,
they're not punk.
Kind of
progressive. Yeah. Melodic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Slipknot and From First to Last.
Oh, From First to Last.
Or no, sorry. From Autumn to Ashes might be the heavier ones that you gave me.
From First to Last, too.
Seven Dust, maybe, but I honestly barely remember. I don't remember even what they sound like. So,
did you guys ever talk about Crawler?
Nope.
Idols. Oh, fuck.
The Idols album. No, we did not. No.
That is.
We've only talked about Joy as an Act of Resistance. God. So we're gonna talk
I've been listening to them too lately. Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch Beautiful Thing, the Paris show?
No.
It's on YouTube. It is one of the best mixed. Like it was shot by like a pro company.
Oh, live show.
So it's like, and it is mixed. Like it's so good.
Nice.
It's one of my favorite live shows. But I've been listening to Crawler probably, I'd say easily once or twice a week since that record came out.
It's like a good
one.
I'm
still obsessed with it.
Yeah, I'd say like, because it seems like they put an album out like every year now, which is.
Oh, I don't know.
It just feels like they just had like for like a 2 or 3 year stretch where it was just like bang.
Oh,
bang,
they
bang.
Did. Okay, yeah. 19, 20, 21.
Yeah.
And then they're going to put out in 23, mm-hmm. I believe.
So like Joy as an Act of Resistance, amazing.
Oh, no, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. You're right.
Like,
oh, shit.
Seriously, like one a year for like 5 years. Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
But like, yeah, like Joy is at the top for me. That's like my favorite Idols album.
Yeah.
Mono, also good. Crawlers, like those are like the top three for me.
Crawlers, my number one.
Yeah. See, my problem is that I will just go to Idols and push play, so it'll just like play amongst. So it's tough for me to, you know, like pinpoint.
Yeah,
but definitely Joy as an Act of Resistance is just
that was a good one.
I mean, that was my introduction. So
yeah. Same. All right, let's wrap this up. Get it? I made a leper joke because that's the name of the last track.
Jesus.
They wrapped up like mummies.
God.
Let's listen to Leper.
Ooh. What's that, you?
That was my belly. Okay, so I take back what I said about Twice Devoured Kill. This is my favorite song on the album. And it's not just because it's the last one. it is probably, for me, the most straight across the board, like, consistent sounding song.
More
like,
controlled type feel.
It's, yeah. And maybe that's why I don't like the album. Maybe I'm afraid of not being in control. I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Shit. Here we go. Yeah.
Getting way too deep.
You're married to Chelsea. I don't know about that.
Oh, I'm never in control.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Chelsea's world. We all just live in it.
It's right? True.
Seriously.
Yeah. I would say this is more of like the metal or hardcore that I'm used to listening to when I do listen to it.
Preferred type and feel.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of
a little less chaos.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's not my thing.
That makes sense.
So my final thoughts on the album. It's no secret that I did not like it.
True.
Also didn't hate it. Weirdly enough, this might be the only time in the history of the show, but I mean, we are also like 137 episodes in. I have no feeling whatsoever on this album. Like, it didn't make me feel any certain way.
Okay.
Like, I'm so like emotionally neutral about it that it's almost concerning. Like, do I feel anymore?
That's awesome.
Wow.
I have no opinion on this album either way.
Okay.
It's just... Yep, I heard that. Yep, that's something I listen to.
That's a song. That's a musical song.
That's a thing.
That's something I listen to. Yeah. So.
All right. Weird. Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. What about you, Kurt?
Yeah, really enjoyed it. It's definitely going to be one that I'll go
pump some iron.
I'm definitely going to pump iron. I have those bands that I kind of save on my Spotify for, like, working out or lifting, and this will go right along with them. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was at the gym and this guy that I like, I don't even remember his name anymore, but like it was mainly just like I'd see him in passing a lot. He came in as I was leaving and he goes, "Do you have a good pump session?" And I'm like, "Please don't call it that."
Dude, what gym was it at?
It was the Cannon Beach Fitness, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a good pump session? No, I sure didn't. Not anymore.
Yeah.
God.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Bruh. He wasn't even like a bro. He was like, I don't know, kind of like he looked like a stoner, like a pothead.
Yeah.
He wasn't ripped or anything. He you know.
That's funny.
Yeah. Just, it was like we went to Chipotle the first day that they opened.
Oh, yeah.
Never and the met. Last person in line, like, who makes your food before you pay for it,
yeah,
she looked me dead in the eyes and said, "Did I make it perfect for you?" And I'm like,
what?
First of all, I don't know because I haven't had a bite of it yet. Second of all,
hell?
Are you hitting on me? Why did you say that? And why am I suddenly so uncomfortable?
Wish you had picked up your burrito, opened it, and... the whole time kept eye contact with her as you took a bite and you were like, "Yes, you did."
Perfect.
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing those sounds.
Yeah, really appreciate that.
It's my Kirk ASMR channel.
Dude, perfect. Plug that with your OnlyFans.
There we go. Yeah.
You still haven't given out your OnlyFans.
I don't know.
How much traction are you getting on that?
None, because I don't know how.
Because you don't tell people about it.
I don't, because I'm like afraid.
You're afraid?
Yeah.
You haven't made any money off
no,
of it?
No, because I don't know how. Where do you... You know, like...
You create other accounts, like other, just like...
that you're not, like, your family
email.
Are you saying, like, a double, like, a second Instagram
account?
Yeah, like
Instagram
or
there's other... And you make it with a burner email, so it doesn't suggest, like, if I pop up my Instagram, and it's like, "Hey, because you know Kurt, it doesn't do that." So it's like you only have to have the username or the key to get into the city.
That does make sense.
Yeah. Welcome to... Because
then you promote it that way, like, correct hashtags.
Yeah, I'm not good at like this type
of
thing.
Welcome to You've Never Heard This, where not only do we talk about music, but we also give you tips on how to be a better sex worker.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Get paid.
Jesus. Right.
Should I do the playlist pick on this?
Yeah, do it.
All right.
Oh yeah, the guy.
Oh wait, your thoughts on the record?
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah, he already said.
Hi,
yeah.
He already said him.
No, did
definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and we know you like it because you
loved
it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty easy pick for me. Leper.
Okay.
I mean, no, because that doesn't really illustrate the rest of the album. That's not a good representation of the way.
Well,
the rest
it's a
of the
good.
Album
it,
sounds.
It opens the door.
Well, that's because
like it's a heavier. It's. If you're not going to like Leper, you're not going to like the record.
That's a good point.
That's true. Yeah, we'll do Leper.
All right, cool.
All right, that's the show, everybody.
Yeah, sweet.
Well, hey, what's our new Instagram handle?
Ooh, let's get that up.
We had to restart the Instagram because Kirk unfortunately
could not figure out how
to transfer the...
It looked like it was going to like reset my own
Instagram.
Yeah, because it's under your personal... It is You've Never Heard This.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I'm starting to do more with it. Because we've been dead as people the last month just with work and life.
Yeah.
I'm starting to interact with it more.
Nice.
So it'll be up there, but You've Never Heard This one word.
Kirk, did I tell you that your brother messaged?
No, did he really?
Yeah, my personal Facebook. He said, "Did you guys get rid of the You Never Heard This Facebook page?" I said, "Yes," because it was very inactive. We literally hadn't updated it in over a year. He said, "I'm too lazy to look into other ways of contacting you guys." He said, "Hey guys, I'm sad Kirk left, but glad you're still at it." So he seems to think that you're gone forever too.
Oh no, he did. Yes, he messaged me too and asked like, "Well, are you done?" And I'm "Well, no, not necessarily," but.
So he said, I'm not a big Gojira fan.
I hit the wrong button on your remote, I think.
He said, I'm not a big Gojira fan, but do really like some songs from L'Enfant Sauvage, especially The Axe and Born in Winter.
What is that?
It's French. I saw them open for...
like a band?
I guess. I saw them open for Deftones, and they put on a great show.
No, they didn't.
Said, glad you guys did a Kid Cudi episode. I absolutely love his first two albums, but lost interest after that.
Yeah.
I saw him once at Lollapalooza on a tiny stage while Kirk sat off to the side.
I was not a fan.
While I did like Sex and Candy before it became overplayed, I never listened to that album or anything else by them. I was surprised and impressed by how good it is. Take care and keep at it. And then he gave us a few recommendations, which is perfect timing because the next time we record, it's going to be a mutual and a listener pick.
So, oh, okay, cool.
He said, recommendation number one, The National. Either Trouble Will Find Me. He said my favorite of theirs.
That's Kelly's favorite.
Or Boxer, the album that got me into them.
Yeah.
He said number two, The Anniversary.
Yes.
Album called Designing a Nervous Breakdown. And then honorable mention, Flatbush Zombies and Vacation from Hell. He said my go-to for workouts, but it's too long and very not safe for work.
So I don't know that one.
I said we will absolutely be talking about The National because Paul and I are huge fans. So
good.
I said we miss Kirk too. He said it's temporary, but it seems pretty permanent. He said, "Yeah, I've asked Kirk a few times about it, and he's always said for now." anyway, all that to say, we do respond to you guys when you get a hold of us. So please do.
Oh, I forgot to touch on a little bit old, but the XX. My friend Amber texted in about it, and because I think you had made a comment you kind of wish there was a little bit more variety on the album, because I believe it wasn't your favorite record, the one before it.
Yeah, their debut album is.
But Amber had kind of sided on I love the same sound, because she thinks the vocal, I don't remember how she put it or how we had discussed it, but she thought she loved the same feeling, the same slow, because the vocals and the lyrical content went very well with the record. But I believe she said the same thing, that the older was better.
Okay.
But she thought for the record it matched perfectly.
Cool.
So I forgot to shout that out.
Nice.
So,
right on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. We're on our way now.
Cool.
We'll see you next week.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Is Kirk going to be here next week?
We'll find out.
Let's find out.
Maybe I'm leaving right now.
He's out.
Bye.
Bye.